Title: Bass Wobble in Ableton Live 12, Offset It for Smoky Warehouse Vibes for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 arrangement lesson, and we're going after a very specific old school jungle, early DNB feeling, that smoky warehouse wobble that sounds like it's rolling through fog, not clicking to a grid. And here's the twist that makes this lesson worth your time. We're not just slapping an LFO on a filter. The real vibe comes from timing, specifically, offsetting the wobble movement, so the notes can stay solid and system ready, while the tone leans a little early or a little late against the break. Think of it like two clocks running at once. Clock 1 is the transient clock. When the note hits, when the kick and snare hit, that clock needs to be dependable. Clock 2 is the tone clock. Where the filter opens, where the brightness peaks, where the wah lands. That clock can drift on purpose. That's the pocket. Let's set the room up. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to park at 170 BPM as a baseline, because it's a sweet spot for classic roll without feeling too frantic. Drop in a break loop. Amen, think, whatever you trust. Get it playing in arrangement view so we're hearing it like a record, not like 8 clips trying to negotiate with each other. Now hit your groove pool. Add a swing groove. A good starting point is MPC 16 swing, around 55 to 60, or a basic swing 16 around 55 to 58. Apply it to your break, but don't go wild. 50 to 80% is a lot already. You want a pull, not a stumble. And the goal right now is simple. Your drums are no longer perfectly straight. That means your bass wobble has something to lean against. Now build the bass the correct way for this style. Two layers. Stable sub, moving mid. That's control plus character. Create a group called bass. Inside, make two MIDI tracks. Sub and mid. On the SUB track, load operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. Keep it clean. Then add saturator, just 2 to 5 dB of drive. Soft clip on. We're not trying to make it fuzzy, we're trying to make it audible and consistent. Add EQ8 and gently roll anything above about 120 to 200 Hz, if the sub is getting nosy. Then add utility and force it mono. Width at 0%. Warehouse systems absolutely do not care about your wide sub fantasies. Now the MIDE track. Load wave eatable. Start with a sawish waveform on oscillator 1. If you want bite, add a little square on oscillator 2, but keep it quiet. Add a tiny bit of unison, 2 to 4 voices, low amount. The goal is thickness, not phase soup. Now put auto filter after wave eatable. This is the mouth of the wobble. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6. Resonance around 10 to 25%, to taste. Not squealy, just enough to talk. After that, add saturator again, heavier than the sub, 4 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, and high pass around 90 to 140 Hz so the mid layer is not fighting the sub layer. That separation is the difference between big and mud. Optional. If you want that crunchy rave edge, a tiny touch of redux can do it, very subtle downsampling. Or if you want modern aggression, roar can be incredible, but keep the lows protected. Multi-bend distortion on mids and highs. Clean low band. Cool. Now let's make it wobble. On the MID track's auto filter, use the LFO to modulate filter frequency. Start with a rate of 1/8 or 1/16 synced, amount around 30 to 50%. And make sure envelope follower is off for now. We want a consistent wobble first. At this moment, it probably sounds fine. It's wobbling. It's moving. It's also kind of polite. Too perfect. Too on grid. Too tutorial. So now we do the main move. We offset the wobble timing, not the notes. This is where a lot of people accidentally ruin their groove. They nudge the MIDI late and then wonder why the whole track lost impact. Don't do that. Keep the note unset strong enough to hit the system. Offset the tone movement. Method A is the fast, controllable one. LFO phase or offset. Inside auto filter. Loop one bar. Keep your bass notes pretty much on grid, maybe lightly grooved, but not sloppy. Now adjust the LFO phase until the brightest point of the wobble lands where you want it. Since you don't get a clean millisecond readout here, you're going to judge it like a producer, not like a scientist. Listen for the WAA moment, that peak where the filter opens and the harmonics jump forward. Now compare that peak to the kick and snare of the break. If you want smoky, warehouse roll, aim for the wobble peak to land a hair late, like it's exhaling after the drum transient hits. The kick and snare punch, then the bass blooms behind them, like fog creeping in. If you want a more driving DNB urgency, do the opposite. Set the wobble peak slightly early, so it feels like the bass is pushing the drum forward. And we're talking subtle. 10 to 30 milliseconds kind of subtle. Small enough that you feel it more than you hear it. This is pocket. Now, method B is the surgical engineer way. Automate filter frequency and shift the automation timing. Turn the LFO amount down or off. Go into arrangement automation for auto filter frequency. Draw a repeating open close curve on the rhythm you want, 1/8 or 1/16. Now select that automation and nudge it left or right. Turn off grid temporarily if you need micro nudges. This is gold because it doesn't just shift the timing, it lets you shape the motion. You can make the opening fast and the closing slow or the reverse, and that changes the attitude massively. Hardware vibes lit here, because it feels like someone's riding a knob, not like a metronome is doing math. Method C is deep arrangement magic. Groove the wobble separately. You make a separate mod track, like wobble mod. You drive the filter cutoff via mapped modulation or by writing automation that's derived from a clip. Then you apply groove to that modulation clip only, at 60% to 100%, while your bass notes remain more stable. Now your wobble swings like a drummer, not like a spreadsheet. This is one of those moves where people don't know why it feels better, but it instantly feels better. Before we arrange, we're going to make this wobble behave around the drums, because jungle is break-led. The snare is sacred. Add a compressor on the bass group, or just on the MID if you want to preserve sub-weight. Enable sidechain. Choose your drum bus or the break track as the input. Ratio somewhere between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so some bass character stays. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds so it breathes in tempo, not like EDM pumping. Bring the threshold down until the snare speaks clearly but the bass doesn't vanish. And here's an advanced coaching note. Don't sidechain everything equally. If you duck the entire bass group hard, you can literally duck the vibe away. Try this, on sub, gentler sidechain and a slower release so the weight stays continuous. On mid, slightly stronger ducking with a quicker recovery, so the wobble movement still feels alive around the snare. Now write a classic rolling pattern. Keep it simple, one or two notes, with occasional octave jumps. The groove should come from rhythm and wobble pocket, not from a 10-note jazz solo. Build an 8-bar loop. Then do an old-school move, switch wobble rates across the phrase. For example, bars 1 to 2 at 1/8, bars 3 to 4 at 1/16, bars 5 to 6 could flirt with dotted or triplet feel very sparingly, like a little tape slip moment. Bars 7 to 8, pull it back. Automate the LFO amount down, like a reset before the next section. Now the real sauce. Contrast your offset depending on the rate. Make the faster 1/16th wobble sit slightly late. That gives you that smoky roll, like the bass is dragging a coat through the air. Make the 1/8th wobble sit slightly early. That gives the phrase forward momentum and keeps the groove from becoming too sleepy. Same notes, different pocket. That's how you get variation without rewriting the bass line. Now let's build the fog without wrecking the sub. Only on the MID layer. Add echo. Set time to 1/8th or 1/16th. Feedback 10% to 25%. High pass the echo so it's not repeating low end. Aim for 200 to 400 Hz or higher. Wet 5 to 12%. You should miss it when it's off, but not notice it as a distinct delay when it's on. Then add a tiny reverb. Again MID only. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the transient. High pass the reverb return aggressively, like 250 to 500 Hz. Wet 3 to 8%. This is warehouse air, not cathedral bass. If you want extra illusion, add a noise layer, operator noise or a sample. Band pass it around 2 to 6 kHz. Then gate or sidechain it from the MID so when the wobble opens, the air opens. It's like dust in a flashlight beam. Instant smoke. Now arrangement. The wobble has to be a character, not a loop. Here's a reliable 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 4. Introduce the bass. Keep the wobble mild. 1/8. Set the pocket a little late for foggy roll. Bars 5 to 8. Add intensity. Brighten slightly. Introduce 1/16th in bars 7 to 8. You can also raise the filter ceiling a touch, like you're opening the room up. Bars 9 to 12, pull back, reduce wobble amount, let the break dominate. This is where you prove you can arrange, because restraint makes the next push hit harder. Bars 13 to 16, call and response. Let the wobble answer after snare hits. This is a mindset, you're stepping into the space the snare creates, especially if the snare has a tail. Then bar 15, do a small fill, a quick rate jump, or a fast cutoff sweep, or a brief low pass to band pass accent. Bar 16. Choke the bass. Mute the last 1/8th note or 1/4 note to set up the next section. Silence is the fattest effect in drum and bass. Use it. Now, extra coaching. Think in wobble pocket, not a fixed offset value. Your job is to find where the break feels like it pulls the bar. With swung breaks, The snare often feels a touch behind. Decide if your brightest wobble point lives just after that pull for foggy roll or just before it for urgency. Lock that in first. Only then start doing rate changes, because rate changes without pocket is just movement, not groove. If you want a quick micro-timing workflow that's faster than guessing, here it is. Resample or freeze, and flatten a short render of your MID layer. Zoom in. Look for brightness peaks in the waveform, where it gets denser and more aggressive. Now align those peaks mentally against kick and snare transients. Go back and nudge your modulation phase or automation until those peaks sit where you intended. That's the engineer path to vibe without endless knob twiddling. Before we wrap, let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them. 1. Wobble fighting the sub. If you wobble everything, you lose the foundation. Keep the sub stable. Wobble the mid.